Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading today. Today's reading is going to come out of the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is also part of what we call the wisdom literature. And other books in that are Job and Psalms and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Songs. Now, the collection of Proverbs that teach us how to apply God's divine wisdom to daily life. It contains practical principles that can have an immediate effect on our conduct and our character. It is also helpful to realize that a proverb is not a law of God, which must be followed, or a promise of God, which guarantees a certain results. A proverb is a general principle that, if followed and applied to most of the events in your life, you will be able to get the desired results. The course of action suggested in the proverb is always the right thing to do. Chapter 1, verses 20 through 23. New Living Translation. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square, and she calls out to the crowds along the main street and those in front of City Hall. "You simpleton," she cries, "how long will you go on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools fight the facts? Come here and listen to me, and I will pour out the spirit of wisdom upon you and make you wise. I called you so often, but you didn't come. I reached out to you, but you paid no attention. You ignored my advice and rejected the correction that I offered. So I will laugh when you are in trouble. I will mock you when disaster overtakes you, when calamity overcomes you like a storm, when you are engulfed by trouble, and when anguish and distress overwhelm you. I will not answer when they cry for help, even though they anxiously search for me. They will not find me, for they hate knowledge and choose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. This is why they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way. They must experience the full terror of the path which they have chosen. For they are simpletons who turn away from me to death. They are fools, and their own complacency will destroy them. But all who listen to me will live in peace and safety, unafraid of harm. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word in the book of Proverbs.